Blog Talk Radio.
The Ata Ewakan, Sacred Wind, you are like the great mystery, moving in all places, in all people, in all things. You cannot be seen, yet we feel your presence and see your power in the dancing prairie grass and the flight of the eagle. Whisper to our spirits. Help us to find wisdom once again. We are made of earth, fire, water, wind. We share one earth, one sun, and one moon. Let us live together as one people. Help us, great mystery, to mend the sacred hoop, to heal our brokenness, and to find once more our place in the web of life.
Hello everyone and welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host Amanda Dowell every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. My guest today is Michael Abney from St. Louis. He's pretty cool. He's going to talk about some things that went on in his life that are cool, but first off we're going to have some announcements. I want to advertise Stages Wellness Holistic Center. I'm featured in the newsletter today and it went out on Facebook, so go check that out online. Stages Wellness Center is at Holistic Center is at 325 East Main Street in Belleville. You can check that out. We have acupuncture, chiropractic, nutritional and essential oils, Reiki and tarot readings, and animal communication, gyms and organite, and coaching. We also have Java Zen Coffee, which is a really cool superfood coffee. You can go to javazen.co. And Aaron Wallach made this coffee. He's a graduate student in college, I believe, and he is just a really neat guy that came up with this idea that superfood coffee is a lot better than the other coffee served in the stores, and you don't get a jittery feeling. So it's really cool. So check it out. If you're liking our show, you can donate to PayPal. And go to starwaya, W-A-Y-A, at hotmail.com. And also I want to feature Prospectors in High Ridge, Missouri. It's a cool rock shop, rock and gem shop that has gorgeous crystals. So our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad if you want to talk to us, and we'll take your questions. Second half of the show. So with that, I'm going to bring my lovely guest from St. Louis Live, and we're going to talk to Michael Abney. Welcome to the show, Michael. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too.
So do you want to share a little bit about what you're up to these days or what happened so people kind of know who you are and what you're about. I know a few years ago I came to a wonderful breakthrough documentary that you put together.
Yeah, that was about 13, 14 years ago. I've just always been, since the late 90s, always been fascinated with energy and how, you know, our thinking creates our reality and like the things human beings have to do to let go of our past perceptions, basically. And I noticed there was always a resistance to going and doing like the deeper type of work that it requires to, like, you know, transcend those things. You have to see them. And that was why that I created the movie, was I was attempting to show what happens when you do that, you know, the things that you've always wanted, how they come true. So we followed like four people going through four different type of archetypal things we all sort of experienced together as human beings on the planet. And they all like had their moment, and it was great to see, you know, that sort of started the journey for me to, like, you know, understanding energy, how can I share whatever I've got to give back, so that it makes it easier for other people to ascend, you know, because the stuff that we have to go through at the beginning, you know, we're all kind of pioneering our way through this. There's no handbook.
You know what? That's what I was doing back when I saw Breakthrough. I was honestly going through a transition in my life in St. Louis, and I saw that this video was coming out, and I was telling my roommate at the time, I said, I've got to go see this movie Breakthrough. Susie Tozier and Karen Hinzelmeyer, and this, was it Eric? I know he was a chiropractor. He was a very nice guy. Some of these people were just popping out at me, Cindy Goodnetter. And I know Susie recently passed away. She was very cool. It just really spoke to me, this movie. Oh, and Becky Schoenig. Becky is an amazing life coach. I saw some filming you did with Becky also, and I was going, you know, I just can't sit on this. This is going to be an amazing thing. But since then, you have come out with some amazing work I've seen with Singing Bowls and sound therapy and manifesting and being positive. That's really cool. So I'm excited about your new journey too. You had a near-death experience.
Yeah, that was about a year. It was a year ago, and right after Christmas, went in for colonoscopy, and my heart stopped while I was on the, you know, while they were doing it, and woke up in the ER. And just kind of a fluky thing. They couldn't really find anything. Part of me knew it was energetic, but the, like, my takeaway was I had been thinking about what it would look like if I was able to create income and a lifestyle from doing what I love, which is helping people wake up. And what would that look like? Like, how could that be fun? How could that be effective? And I just started like downloading all the, I'm also a channel, a full on channel. So I am full-time channel.
Yes. You know, definitely, Michael. I saw that right off the bat. I thought, oh, wow. He's not only had a near-death experience, he's a channeler. And I thought,
sort of when I let them take over my life. That was my agreement. I'm going to let them take over for a year and see this thing goes. And, you know, obviously I let them keep going. But it was all like, last year was like developing all of that, you know,
your
different
story
spaces.
Sounds like
and
mine,
how,
actually. I died
in a lot of us.
I died about last year too in 2021, so it's we have a lot in common.
I think a lot of us do, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I think I think it's part of like the questions that we have to ask ourselves, you know, about, you know, like what's running on automatic pilot that could be in our way, you know. You have to develop a keen level of awareness is the main point.
You do.
And whatever we got to do that is what we got to do. And that's, you know, that's the field. But it's also something that's not been created before. So there's, you know, in the traditional world of, you know, Earth and marketing and getting things out there, you don't really have anything to compare it to because it's not based off of something from the past. A lot of people confuse what I do with therapy, and it's not therapy. I'm just able to see the energetic components of how it got created. It's, I can see it. It swarms around people, and I can see
Michael,
it.
Isn't this like what you're, it's not a therapy. It's like your lifestyle, because I've had to really change my
lifestyle.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it does. It changes the lifestyle because
you live
you can't,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Our
you
lives are
it.
Really kind of equipped to be setting us up to keep surviving stuff. Like we're trained, highly trained human beings on how to survive. The only problem with that is it creates a loop that you keep creating life events and circumstances mm-hmm. that we keep having to survive. And after a
right.
while, I mean, you just get sick of it, literally.
You know what? I couldn't
what
live
happens.
Life anymore. I couldn't live this life. And you know me. We've known each other. You said your documentary was back in whatever it was. Life changed. It shifted. And, yes, 2010. So I've known you so long. I knew you were a channel. I knew we had the same kind of vibe because – I was struggling in life. My life was very much a struggle when I hit 2010 and 2006 even. I was struggling through a whole lot. So when I found you, it was like, boom. And so your future and the forwardness of what you're doing with these presentations with sound therapy and just in
That's
general
a part
of living
it.
This.
The bigger picture, yeah. Amanda, is called I'm calling them Empower You. It's like my name
that.
Is Michael. And so it's like Empower. It's everything's empowering. It's
empower
like
you.
Learning, you know, to discover, discern, isolate the things in our life that are disempowering us. And that requires the conversation. So I developed
mm-hmm.
three ways to do that. You know, that's a one-on-one with me or these, I'm calling the Empower You circles where we know we meet in different spaces around town, people's living rooms, groups of 9 to 12 people, and have these powerful discussions that cause this to arise out of intention. And you're able to clear it and provide, like, replace it with, you can't just become aware of something without,
yes.
and, you know, it let it go, that creates a vacuum. And if you don't, if
it
you're
does.
Not proactive about replacing it with new structures that are going to empower you, you'll just revert back. And then the mind goes, see, that didn't work. And then you're back in the, you know, you're back in the wagon. So what I wanted to create was something that would effectively get people out of that. So it's the circles. And then I become obsessed with sound baths. And because they're an instant way to get you to that relaxed state. And when you are, that's when you can actually create. When if you're in a relaxed state and think about the things that you want as if you already have them, that's how everything manifests in the universe. So I had this idea while I was having in a sound bath. My guides were like, this is a really great way to introduce what you do. So I just started talking to other sound bath people, and I just did it was my first one. With Joseph Meyer, he's a great sound bath
practitioner. He was a previous radio guest. Shout out to Joseph. Yes, you guys work really well together, I'm sure.
And my friend Lisa too. Like I know that we've talked about it.
I love Lisa.
She's just really busy, and like, but I know her and I want to do them. And any other sound bath people, I'm just at the point now where I'm about got it down pat that I can put marketing material together so that it's easy for people to understand, and then. It's just reaching out to people, finding the spaces, you know, like where you're at. And there's
mm-hmm.
other places around town that I know that will vibrate with it, and it'll take off. You know, it's all a reflection
so this is
of
called
my
Empower
creation.
You, and you're going to have circles. That's really amazing, Michael, all over the world.
Yeah.
I'm taking Lisa's sound bath practitioner class also, like Joseph did.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yay.
Yeah, but I look forward to seeing more of your works, your circles, your classes, what you put together, because that is really powerful. We have to really walk it and live it.
Correct. So that's kind of where I'm at with it, and I'm just in that stages of been, you know, getting that into the action world and, you know, getting the message out there. That's what this is. Because comfortable, whenever you transition or ascend, it's just natural. But we fear that so deeply, and it's such a involuntary reflex that we all have to avoid anything that feels uncomfortable or out of the box and or unknown. Like, that uncertainty is frightening for people. But the reality is that everything we want is in the field of the unknown. If we want something new in our life, that means we've not experienced it before, and it exists in the domain of something that we don't know. So that in itself is the bridge that I help people cross, because I've had to do it so many times in my life. It never gets not uncomfortable, but it's different when you have a community of people that are going through that process with you. It's almost like it can create a lightness and a camaraderie, and mm-hmm. you just don't feel so weird. Like, I've since day one on the planet, I've been the oddball, and I've always, like, I've never really fit in. I always wanted to, but just, like, it just never worked out for me that way. And now I see that as the asset, you know. And I know it's confronting for folks, and, yeah. But it's okay. I see it. It's all good.
So, basically, someone who wants to attend Empower You, say, one-on-one or circles, would be taught how to walk through this path of when we ascend.
Yeah,
when we're more awake.
I use manifesting things. I use the visioning process as a way to disrupt, because whenever you find a way, or once you identify something that you want and you go for it, then that intention will arise everything that is blocking and your blocks and barriers to that thing being real in your life. So it's called resistance. So once that gets dissolved, then the new thing can come in easier. But if you don't have a way to identify that, it's going to look like a problem. It's going to look like a breakdown, and it's going to look like something your mind is want to go fix. And that's not a good solution, because it's like your focus becomes on the problem, and therefore you create more problems, and you're in the loop, and then you're like, it doesn't work, and I'm just going to stick in the survival mode. And that's how human beings have been dancing around this for many, 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 many years. The only problem is the planet's transforming itself, and it no longer can tolerate
our bullshit. You got that right.
Yeah. So we got to wake up, or we got to get off.
You're saying wake up or don't, or yeah.
Wake up or you're not going. Like, you have to make a choice. But it won't be here. I'll tell you that.
That's understandable.
My guys have been explicit about it.
Yeah.
For years. They put it like this. They're like, anything that's blocking or block or a barrier to humans operating from the heart chakra must be dissolved. Like, it can't stand. There's nothing to hold it together. So anything blocking our unconditional love side of ourselves with each other and the planet. Like, you have a certain level of awareness, you would never harm another person. Like, it would never even could even be a conceivable thought to harm another person or harm the planet or harm anything. Because you're in coherence with it. You're in unity with it. It's everything is supporting everybody. But the world that we were taught is one that's survival, and there's bad guys and boogeyman and scary things. And so, like, without awareness, that's what we create. We create our own boogeyman. So the journey is that can't exist. It will all burn out. It's kind of like the end of The Wizard of Oz when we pull back the curtain and find out there's really nothing there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but it's a journey getting people from survival to thrival. And it's just, that's what I've done for the past 20 years of my life. And that's what I want to share with people now, how to do that without blowing up your life, without as much, you know, as calmly as you can. But there's just some certain things that you can't avoid. Like, we got to master owning that being uncomfortable and awkward.
Right.
Because that's where our power's at. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. Like, it's okay mm-hmm. to be that way. Like, giving yourself permission to being like, oh, wow, this is really uncomfortable. And then it's
yeah.
not uncomfortable.
Right.
Yeah.
I had one person that I encountered who's very loving, and he said, this is too good to be true. And I thought, well, this is what we're on now. This is what plane we're on.
Yeah. They'll see it. But they won't.
Oh, I know they do.
Either way,
it's just that, you know, that thinking comes into your brain. And some of these people, which you're teaching them about the brain that sits there and says, oh, you know, it can't be this way, or it does something to disrupt the, you know, the negative patterns, basically. So I like the way you teach.
Thank you. It's just how they show it to me.
Well, it's great that you can put it together in the form of a Empower You circle or one-on-one class. That's really amazing.
I think so, too.
And so do you know if you're doing any around the areas or anytime soon?
They will all be, like, my, you know, you find me on Facebook. I have my business page on there, which I post. And then I have a free group called Empower You. It's for all of the people that are come to the classes or want to know more about them or whatever that's about, you know, whatever aspect that they choose. I'm putting all that content and information on. It's a free group. It's just the letter M, Power You, and, you know, just Google it on Facebook. It shows up. That's where to find
nice.
That information, because I'm literally just starting that process. I did a wave where I can get feedback so I can calibrate, so that my goal is to make it effective as possible. And when you're starting something new, you'll have my context that comes through, but you won't. I have to experience and ground it into reality. Like, we're all just molding clay. So I'm actually mm-hmm. doing the thing that I teach other people to do. It's not a one and a done. It's like you're perfecting art. Like, it's you're creating something. And that's always east to go. Like, there's always more that we can evolve. The universe is always expanding. But see, our mind wants to go, oh, you're going to go over here and be safe again. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
no, that's not how it works. You're going to evolve. Like, it's not about going somewhere to be safe. It's not actually about going anywhere. It's about the damn journey.
Right.
There's no depth. There's no end of anything. We just keep evolving. Like,
evolving,
everything
yeah.
else is really a story.
Well, that's pretty amazing, because there are lots of people have questions about, you know, what happens next? You know, how do we get through each journey?
I love questions. That's how my guides give me more information.
Yeah.
So, like, that's, I love questions. Questions are my favorite thing in the world, because they help
yeah.
me, at, you know, think about it in a different way. And it sparks new ways for them to communicate, because they communicate to me and I hear them. And,
I do, too.
You know, that's how that mm-hmm. comes through. So, and then at some point, they, like, in the, you know, when I start out, I hear them, and then it'll just flip, and it's like it's just coming out of me.
Yeah, it does.
But it's always in the form of a question, kind of like Jeopardy.
Oh, yes, me too. Forms of questions. It's always fun. That's great.
Yeah.
Is that how you came up with Empower You? Is they gave
yes.
you information or showed you how
yeah,
to?
Yeah, I ask
how
questions, like, how can I use what, you know, this, what I, it's one thing to do it, but it's another thing to break down what I'm doing to
yeah.
help other people understand that don't, that haven't sat through, haven't done the work, basically. Like, nobody has to spend all that time. I was just obsessed with it, because a lot of people know energy, but they don't know how to talk about it. And we have to, you know, to people that are waking up that don't know the verbiage and don't understand, you know, how we communicate with each other, people that have already sort of on the journey, it sounds really kooky to them. And, like, they don't understand it, because they're relating to the world as real. And most people that are in the journey understand that it's energy, and that's how everything, you know, kind of the bass backwards of how we've been taught, but like that journey, I want to make it as available as possible to as many people that are ready, and that I
right.
want to be sensitive to how that's presented. Because I get messages about how to make it relatable.
Good.
It's an important thing that I've been getting.
I know. I heard that before you said it. I heard him say, it's important.
It is important.
Yes,
because
it is very.
Because it's kind of tricky for people to kind of understand, you know, to expect people to understand where we're coming from when we're not listening to where they're coming from. You know, like everybody has a story. Everybody's coming from a space. Everybody that I work with that's got some sort of barrier blocks always related to something that's not healed in the past. And we just have to be sensitive. We've all went through stuff. You know, like our trauma is what is got us here. You know,
right.
So the trauma can shift into the thing that was necessary for the transformation, not a bad thing that happened to me and I'm a victim for the rest of my life. Like, not that, but like turning that around and making yourself become empowered from it, because
mm-hmm.
that's why it happened. Not to like have a shitty life for a whole life. Like, no, it was here to like well in it for as long as we got tired of it, but it was designed that we become sick of it, sometimes literally. If somebody's in a sickness, they're in a state of transformation, because it's like they're sick of something.
Yes, they are.
Energetic world. And it just manifested in the body. If you can get past the physical, you have a
does.
Sense of healing. You know?
Absolutely. You do.
Yeah.
What do you do with people that, well, you may not run into these. There are some people that don't want to do the journey or don't want to do the work, and then they sit there stuck. And I often tell them, you know, you can work out of this. You just have to be willing to.
There's different levels. There's people that are curious. There's some people that are not going to evolve. There's some people that are going to stay
mm-hmm.
in the karmic field of 3D. They really are. My guides are saying that it's just not going to be in this dimension or this, you know, there's other planets in the solar system, or not solar system, but in the universe that are still 3D and will stay 3D. But, like, Earth is going to 5D, or is in 5D right now. So we just have to learn to adjust to her new frequency, which requires
That's
us
true.
Living on the planet in abundance and not killing each other. Like, it requires something. Not destroying the planet and, like, understanding that energy is free. It's just
mm-hmm.
the transformation of how we look at everything. Because it's really, all of it lies in our perception.
Yeah, I noticed her frequency changed. You know, we like you were talking about, we came from kind of doom and gloom and kill each other or fight, you know, like fight over everything. And I just was with, why can't, well, I just get along and love people. That's why I felt the heart frequency coming. And then I saw what you were doing and I thought, wow, look at what he's doing and putting together.
It's coming from the inside out. I can't really stop it.
Mhm. Very true. And she's shifting to that heart frequency.
100%.
And that's what motivates me to do what I like to do, which is touch the world and help people and guide them, which, you know, turned me on to what you're doing too. The Breakthrough
mm-hmm.
movie really turned me that direction too, because I know I put here to touch people and make a difference. And then, you know, I was going to die again and got brought back to help the planet again. So this is wonderful what you're doing. I like your guidance and your exercises and teaching people that they can live a life, make money, love people, and there's really no competition, because really there's not, because we all have gifts to share.
Correct. Yeah. It's a journey we're all on. Just trying to help people make it easier.
Yeah. Well, in this world, definitely the frequency is really important. Keeping your vibes up, keeping your positive affirmations, positive energy, like you were talking about, manifesting. That's really important.
Yeah. But also, too, at the same time, sharing, like, what happens on that journey, because it's not all, like, you know, roses and fairy tales. There's all of it, you know. It's like, it's all of it. But it's making the stuff that we resist, that we think is bad, and, like, really getting to the juice of what that really is there for. Then that thing doesn't stop the effect of it, but it doesn't stop us anymore. Does that make sense?
True. Have you ever heard the harder the trauma or the harder the lesson? Like, you had a tough one when your heart stopped. So the tougher the lesson or the tougher the thing you're in, the more you're supposed to be here, like you have a part or purpose here.
Yeah. Like
you have a big purpose here.
So much. Yeah, it's just to be authentically me, and that part is the acknowledging all of the things that I, you know, have hidden from life or people. You know, I hadn't put myself out there before that event happened in the way that I did after that event happened.
Right.
Does that make sense? So I still am a real estate agent or a broker. And I love that part of my life, but it's in alignment with people that understand houses are energy. And so I can't
do
the competitive sort of thing. And I also can't lie to folks about, you know, like I would never, I'm glad I actually know that side of life. You know, like you're not using your emotion there's a lot of emotion when you're purchasing real estate and different things in the market and ups and downs and the unknowns again. See, it's the unknown. And people react to that based off of everything they learned how to survive. So when that plays out in real estate, I see people desperate for houses because nobody wants to sell theirs because they don't want to lose their, you know, lower rates mortgages and that they're not going to get when they buy it the next time, you know. And there's all of these factors that play in, so they constrict, and it's like one thing affects people that can buy, can't buy because there's no houses, or if they do, they have to pay over the asking price, and then that's not in balance. Like, there's so much imbalance in it. There's a large market of the population I can't help, but there are some people that, like, that say you were buying and selling a house, you would want somebody that understood energy to work with you, because it would absolve you from that. I've seen people go through that process and it just rips them apart because there's so much out of control stuff that happens in the transaction. So in a weird sort of way, that right brain part of myself that I never use, that or left brain, whatever it is, that deals with the numbers. And I'm really glad that I have that ability to. It helped me balance out the other part of myself. Because we can live too much in the woo-woo world, and we lose touch with, like, the other people that are not going through that. Like, it causes separation. And my whole life is about the unity part, and that is accepting of both parts. So in some sort of weird way, real estate was that and is that anchor for me. Because I never really had
it. Now I know why I'm really connected to you. Because I had a quantum touch teacher named Emily that said to me, thoughts are things. Everything is energy. And I went, uh-huh. And she says, no, thoughts are things. Don't you understand what I'm saying to you? Like what you're saying, the house is energy. Thoughts are things.
They are.
Learn this.
Well,
everything is energy.
There's a, I didn't know it till much later on in my journey, but there's a dimension here. I call it ambient space. Here's the way I can relate it. You ever walked into a house or a space and you felt like there's just something about this space that I don't like? People
all
walk
the time.
Into a house, they don't like it.
Yeah.
Okay, that is ambient. You're picking
ambient
up on
energy.
Ambient energy. The energy that surrounds all of us in our spaces, everything. So, like,
oh,
in a house, a seller doesn't want to really sell the house. Let's just say they're putting it on the market because they have to, or a divorce, or some sort of like anything except for I release this house and I'm ready to go. Anything else is that energy is left in a house, and or somebody dies in a house. Or an owner dies,
so
maybe not necessarily in it, but
yeah.
like connected to it. When you walk that house, that is a different experience for buyers. I can I help people through that space. Well, I've had people walk out of houses because they didn't like the feel of it. But then really what it was, you know, when we discovered later that the house reminded them of somebody in their past that they were incomplete with, a family member, perhaps. So
yeah,
do you see what I'm saying? Like most agents will be like, oh, not the house. Let's go to the next one because they're looking at a surface level. But if you get, if you're able to just stop for just a minute and have the space to look at the deeper meaning of what's happening, you'll get to a level where you have power with it. And that's why I created or was working on, or I did create those different spaces I was referring to earlier called the Empower You spaces, where it was designed to stop for an hour and a half to look, because otherwise we never do it. We're not, we don't go like in the grocery store and see our friend Sally and go, hey, how's it going? And she starts, well, you know what? I'm having the most amazing breakthrough because I saw blah, blah, blah. And that, like, we don't talk to each other like that. That's not going to happen. So we have to create the space to cause the disruption. And that's the power of empowering yourself to see the deeper meaning of things. Because that's what 99% of us get frustrated with about life, is we don't understand what's happening.
And that's beautiful that you're explaining this so that people can understand more of what the frequencies are doing.
Yeah, because when you know better,
we can
you
up
better.
Our frequencies.
Like there's new
yes.
Yeah, that's it. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. So I think that's pretty good and complete.
Wonderful. So would you like to share anything else?
Just I'm excited about the next steps, you know, and like, you know, all of the unknowns, they're not scary anymore. And just it becomes
right.
like an exciting path to step down, because you have to, you're trusting a process that you can't see all of the pieces yet. You know, like you can see the next couple of steps and you can have a feeling of what you think it's going to feel like when you get it, that's pulling you forward. But until you get there, and even when you do, you still can play around with that clay that you're molding that we call the reality of life that we experience.
Wow.
Excited about that
yeah.
part.
Yeah. I think a lot of people want, some people I've seen want to know what their whole journey is and what they do in the future and all that. Me being an intuitive, I've had that, well, a psychic reader, actually, I've had that experience, but you know, you have to really know that you can't really know that you have to do it. You have to take the action in your own life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like 100%.
Yeah, that's something that I really got out of the classes is we can tell you your future. It's kind of like manifesting, but you have to put the energy into what you're doing. Like you're talking about manifesting a house, manifesting a car, that kind of thing. You put the energy into it and you work at a positive frequency.
100%. I believe it.
So that's wonderful. All right, we'll take a quick commercial break and then come back and we'll take callers. Is there anything you would like to like the callers to share? Like there, I mean,
anything
obviously their name.
Anything that they got, anything they want to talk about. No.
All
no
right,
limits.
Awesome. No limits.
Okay.
Okay, you've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Michael Abney. He's got some things out circles. And some private one-on-ones called Empower You. You can check him out. He's left his info. We'll be back after this commercial break. Grab water or whatever and ask your questions. You can call 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad to talk to us. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Ewakan, sacred water. You are the rivers that flow on this earth and in our veins. The rain that pours down from Father Sky, and the mighty oceans that swell with deep mysteries. We cannot live without you. Speak to us once more, that we may hear the voice of ancestral knowledge and return to our place in the sacred circle.
Welcome back. You're listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Michael Abney. We are on, we're in the second half of the show. We're taking callers 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad if you want to talk to us. And we will bring Michael back now. Welcome back, Michael.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, you ready to take callers?
Yes.
Okay, we have a question from White Lily in the chat room. She says, what are you picking up about me with career? I've been putting a lot of energy out there in all different areas as I'm feeling called to.
So what was the question?
She's wondering what we're picking up about career. She's been putting her energy into where she's feeling called.
Is there any more specifics that we can get? Because I wasn't focusing on, like, a specific person, like, as in a reading. I was just, like, picturing. I'd have to hone in on her specific energy.
Yeah, I think what they're asking here, I'd like to know what job you see me getting, or if you see my business picking up. That's what she typed.
Well, let's just go to 30,000 feet view. So if you're thinking like that, that's a disempowering way to think. You're thinking that something outside of yourself is going to kind of happen. So that's like, you know, is this going to happen? Well, it will happen if you do three things. If you identify what it is, what type of job, I recommend something that's passionate, that lights you up. Figure out a way what that is. It's not something that comes to you. Life's not happening to us. It's happening through us.
For you.
So, yes. So life's always been sending the signal. I would say look inside yourself and what is the thing that you love doing? And how can you serve the whole, the humanity with that? And what is that niche? But once you discover what that thing is or an idea, you would literally have to generate the feeling as if you already have it. And that's where that comes into play. That's the practice that you got to acquire or do to practice that muscle of using our imagination. Because that's how things get created. Because what's really happening in any manifestation what you're feeling about it, that feeling goes out and collects people, places, and events that when they come back into your experience in your life and you experience them, it's going to cause more of that same feeling. So thinking some job or business is going to pick up, it picks up whenever you pick up. Your job is a mirror. Everything in life is a simple mirror back to you. That vibration and energy of that question is like there's a hesitancy to it. There's a little bit of hiding to it. So the empowerment is just to come out of it and start going for it and playing around with the energy until you understand like, oh, I thought this thing, I felt this thing, and then this thing showed up. That's when it starts to click in a completely different way. Then when people show up, they're inside your dream, not you inside of theirs. And that's what I would say about that.
That's wonderful. What I was going to say is do what you love. Like you were talking about, you should be able to earn your finances. You were talking about this in the program. Do what you love.
Yeah. Do what you love, but you actually have to be active about creating it. It doesn't fall out of the sky. You have to be in action with the things that you – and it's not an action as far as a physical action. It can be. You have a hunch and you'll know. You'll follow things. Things will happen. But you have to cause the disruption of actually stopping and creating that in your mind's eye about the things and the ideals of whatever situation you want to create. You know? And so if you're creating something for money, if you're doing something for money, make sure it's something that you love. So this is what you said, but you have to see it.
Exactly. You have to believe it.
Yeah. And you can believe what you see either in your mind or in life. And that's what gels that together. So that's a really powerful statement.
I agree. We're going to go to the next caller, which is 805. Hello, 805. You're online with Michael and Amanda. How are you?
True, man. What's not true? The fact that you didn't go to the bar and then just some other guys fly to my face in my own house about it. In your and house. Then on top of that.
What?
I can't hear you. Hello? All right, we're going to go to the next caller. I couldn't understand
okay.
what they said. 509, hello, you're online with Amanda and Michael. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Good morning. Do you also do mediumship? Recently, my uncle was saying that my grandpa, who's deceased, he, like, saw him, like, didn't say anything, just was staring at him. And I thought that was a little creepy but cool at the same time. So, I'm just wondering if there's a message.
So tell me again, what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Erica.
So this is your, say it one more time. Like, so who saw your dad?
My uncle saw my grandpa at his home.
Okay. Your uncle saw your grandpa.
Yeah. His father. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I do mediumship. Sometimes they come through really strongly, but they're usually in the, like when it happens to me and I'm working with somebody, it's usually related to the issue that we're transcending or the thing that we're gaining more power with. But as a general, like what you're asking is a sign. It's what's wonderful when we can sense them and see them, like that is amazing because they are around us all the time unless they've already come back. You know, like people don't stay non-physical forever most of the time. They'll come back. So if he sensed them and around him, like it would be connected to whatever, maybe it came to, he had a question about it. You know, we all have guides and people that were in our past, you know, in this lifetime or others that are around us. Have you had experiences like that?
No. I just had a dream with him once. That was all.
Okay. About somebody that had passed? Or
yes,
about your grandpa?
With my grandpa. Yeah.
You remember what it was? I do sense him around you a lot with what you're doing, though. Are you switching careers or something?
Yes. In the past, I've said that I wanted to work for this company, which I'm going to make it happen. I saw that they do have an opening, and it's just to work with battered women. So I really want to work there. And for the experience, I don't know, I feel drawn to it.
Well, then go. That's amazing. So I sent him around you a lot, your grandpa. There's a closeness or a fondness there that they'll usually send you signs. So I'm hearing for him, he does it through music. So, like, you will, like, be listening to something and, like, you'll think of him. So it's the energy because coming through the music. Some people communicate through electronics, but I don't get that from him. I get it. Like, he comes through music or sounds.
Okay. Yeah.
Something to just be pay attention to. Like, if you hear a song or a sound or birds or something that reminds you of him, that's him sending a thought to you. That's how they communicate.
Cool. I think at the beginning I would see a lot 111, which is that the time he passed. He passed at 111. So shortly after his passing.
He passed at 111?
Yeah, in the morning.
Okay, now I'm getting something. Okay, so 111s there are very specific codes. When you see numbers, that's your awakening code. So I know that it's like he may have passed at that time, which is extraordinary that that's recorded that way. That's new beginnings. Like, that's what that means. So that's a definite signal to you. If you relate to it, like, so you don't know about the codes yet. Anytime you see codes like that, like where you just look at a clock and it's showing you something, and you're like, why did I look at that? That's your own external, that's you waking up. But him sending it to you, he wants to be a part of your awakening and your evolvement. Like, so the battered women thing, does that mean something to you? Does it have a deeper meaning for you in your life? Is there something that's calling you to that other than just the feeling? Is there some past event?
Not personally, I would say, but I do feel for like the legal field. I really do want to go into that field. So I think like any experience or anything that I can learn from, whether it's immigration or, you know, working with the victims, I think that's so cool.
So the energy that I am picking up on your grandpa now, so it's the underdog energy, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's what he was telling me. Okay. So that's correct. So once you hone in on that, allow that pipeline to open up. So there's you've locked on to certain aspects of it, but allow the whole thing, just allow your imagination to go crazy with that. Like what that would look like, living your full life like that, being of service. Like that is a really empowering place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's part of your journey, and that's how you will continue to evolve and grow, and just like all the rest of us. But that's a beautiful place to be, and it's just such a great place because it's coming from your heart. And that's another thing your grandpa gave you.
I realized that that's exactly what I want, because I was thinking to myself just the other day, I was like, if I was a billionaire, what would I do with my time? And I thought I would still be doing that, like helping people in that sense and also changing laws to better people's lives. And imagine if that's what I want, then that's what I really want, regardless of the money.
Yes. Oh, yay. Yeah. See, that's in alignment with Mother Earth. Like, that's in alignment with, there's no competitiveness there. There's no, like, you're, it's in balance. You're not seeking it from some sort of gain so that you can continue to survive. You're actually helping people like heal and grow. That's the energy the world wants right now. So kudos to you for following that. Keep going. There's such power there when you do that. Like you help people without even physically helping them. You just emit that frequency, and it affects so many other people around you. It gives them permission to follow that space that they have inside of themselves. Because on some level, we're all being called to our higher purpose right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And lately what I've been coming across is work hard enough. I think I was watching this video and I was thinking maybe everything's like little signs and it's telling me something. And I think
uh-huh.
now that we're having this conversation, I think it's true. Because yep. recently I saw a video and the girl was saying, it was actually a J-Lo video. She was like talking about her kids and she said, they asked her, like, what do you want your kids to be or to know? And she said, as long as you work hard enough, you will accomplish anything you want. And that really, like, hit me. Like, as long as you put in enough, you know, effort and anything you can accomplish yourself. So that, yeah.
That's true. And, you know, I picked up the 111 was saying that he was around you a lot. He's around you in spirit, talking to you, giving you signs, which Michael said too. He was saying that he's very much around you and you can manifest, you know, things because he's around you and he's giving you signs. Just keep going.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for that.
Well, all right.
You're
thank
so
you
welcome.
For calling.
You have a really awesome day.
Mm-hmm. Blessings.
Thank you, you too. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
All right, our next caller is area code 111. You're on the line with Amanda and Michael. How are you?
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. Like I said, I've been a fan for a few years. Hi, Mr. Michael. It was a fascinating show. I would say the show is one of the best in the blog talk.
Thank you.
Two shows. Yeah. Well, I mean, we work and we have to be smart with shows too we want to listen to. But thank you, man. Thank you. So I have a question. Mr. Mike, do you medium, serve mediumship? Medium?
What was that again?
Do you medium? Because I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay.
What's your question?
Because your mouth is great. This is great. So I have a male friend, right? He has capabilities to do, I don't know, intuitive. And I had some problems that occur in this 2 weeks. I don't know if he knew about it or he did something or his staff did something. And I'd like to know if he's like still going to be my friend or he's going to like try to do something that is negative, or maybe I'm overreacting because I had a little bit. I'm a little bit upset, sad, but I'm getting positive. But I want to be honest because you're both are professionals, and I want your professional opinion, please. Thank you.
Okay, so let me see if I'm hearing you correctly. So you have a friend, and you've had some bumps in the past couple of weeks, and you want to know if he is like going to still continue to be in your life or not, something like in that. That arena, correct?
Yeah, like is he going to still, yes, is he going to still help me?
Oh, it also, yeah. like, do something hurtful, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let's go, I'm always an advocate of looking at things from a higher perspective just for a second and establishing some context. So first of all, nobody ever can ever, ever, ever create in your reality. So what I'm saying is, so like nobody can harm you unless you have the thought that they can harm you.
Mm.
So the step one is just acknowledge that if you are creating your own reality. So as you go through life, you are always going to be attracting people into your life that are actually going to be mirrors for you to learn and grow from when you're in the area of any type of relationship, whether that be family, friends,
close personal friends or intimate relationships. They're all the same. So your friend, when he did these things over the past couple of weeks, how would you say that that made you feel, like, on the inside? Can you detect or describe how that made you feel having these experiences over the past couple of weeks?
Well, I wouldn't say he didn't do anything. I just had like him and I had some argument.
Right. So how did it make you feel when you had the argument? How did it make you feel when you had the argument? Suspicious, right? So
yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. So that's the energy of suspicion. So what it is, suspicion, is some sort of I'm not trusting what I'm seeing is not matching what I'm feeling, right?
Yes.
Have you thought about that in that way? Like, so
yes, sir. You
suspicion.
Got it.
Okay, perfect. So this is the really cool part. You were suspicious before that thing happened.
True.
I know, right? It's crazy.
Yeah,
so your energy of suspicion creates the scenarios for you to be suspicious. So the question becomes, do I want to be suspicious anymore? Is this serving me anymore? If I weren't suspicious, what would I be? Like, and it's always the opposite, right? So if you weren't suspicious, you'd be probably more trusting. So that's telling me energetically that you may or may not have had some trust issues in the past relating to a male.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's okay. That's the healing part. So whoever that originator was of the mistrust, then that's where that's your journey. That's your journey. Does that make sense?
The journey.
So
yes,
this is
the
not
journey
a,
you're
this
on.
Is not, it's the journey you're on. So it's
because
also something
she's
that,
reached
you know,
out, she's reached out each show and asked this several times about the gentleman coming back into her life. And she's working on, she needs to work more on moving forward on her journey to be positive. And she's not as positive as, like, you encourage people with your coaching and your show.
It takes a minute. Nothing's wrong at all, at all. It's just a journey, and it's just a, questions that we get to ask and discoveries that we get to make about ourselves. But this is like where, like when I was talking earlier about what I place, the space, to dive a little bit deeper, because it's always really going to come down to the element of forgiveness. And a lot of people have misperceptions about what forgiveness is. And it's really like, so you were walking, are you still listening? Are you still with us, caller?
Yes. I want to ask you one more thing on
here.
This.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
The only reason why I say this is because, like, every time when I have problems, he's always there answering. And Friday, it was a scary situation, and he didn't respond to me. And that kind of told me why he never respond.
See, if you stay at that level, you're always going to have problems because you're not looking at the deeper meaning of it. So it's not anything's not really about him. It's always about you. It's always a mirror of you. And if you're looking at life like wondering why somebody does something or like why things happen, like it's a rabbit hole that you never can get out of until you get out of it. You have to wake up out of it.
Exactly.
Nothing is happening outside of yourself. So freedom
it's
comes
happening
from like
for
just
you,
letting
not
that
to
go.
You.
Yeah, it's happening through you, not to you. So you'll have to learn, and that's the journey, that's the exercise is learning to become aware. First, we have a conversation like we're having now so that you've just become, it gets on your radar. And then the next time that it happens, it will like possibly click And that's when you're like, wait a minute, I remember this. We talked about that on that show. And it's like, oh, this is a mirror. So whenever he didn't respond, that's when it activated that feeling of suspicion in you, which was there beforehand, which is the trust. So the healing journey is healing the trust part of yourself, the part that doesn't really trust. Like there was a, when you came on the planet and you were a kid, you were just engaged with life and you trusted it. You didn't even know not to. It was just natural, like breathing. And then one day something happened. And when you went through that experience, it left you with the debris of, I don't really trust life anymore. And it happens to all of us. Something happens, and this happens. So we don't really trust life. We're trepidatious about it. We're like not fully engaged because we're scared something's going to happen. We're scared he's not going to call back. Like things like that. When that only begets more confusion. You have to somewhere in life just step up on top of it and heal that part and allow yourself to give as you did before that thing happened. That's forgiveness. It's really about you and your ability to move forward in life as that person, as that whole person that does trust. When you're whole, complete, and you know yourself as that, you trust that everything that's happening to you is happening to you for your benefit. And then you stop second-guessing yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes. Very logic. I understood it very well.
Okay, good.
Amazing.
Sometimes I don't remember what they're saying because like, that was sort of
channeled. I don't either.
So
I just channeled. Yeah.
It was specifically for you, but I know a lot of other folks have that same sort of thing because we're all sort of wounded, right? So our parents, the people that raised us, they didn't know any better. They were doing the best job that they possibly could, and so are you. Like right now, you're literally doing the best job that you can. We all are. So it's like we can forgive ourselves and let ourselves off the hook so we can have these deeper conversations, because imagine what it would look like for you not to have this element in your life. Imagine what it would look like if you trusted that everybody in your life is there for your benefit. Everybody there is to support you. And if you start thinking like that, if you start creating your life like that, there will be people that leave it, and there will be people that come in. And the people that come in, you know they're there to support you. Create it. Versus the people that left, they're just not ready to honor you in that way right now. And so they have to leave because you became aware that you're going to live your life in a trusting manner. You're going to know that everything's unfolding perfectly for your benefit. And sometimes it's going to feel great and sometimes it's not. But you're on that journey where you stop looking at life like it's happening to you. You're letting go of that victim stuff. And when you do, then the empowerment just, it's like a cork in the ocean and it'll just float. Like there's nothing you got to do. It just naturally happens when you let go of the other stuff, because the other stuff will exhaust you. It'll make you really tired all the time.
True.
I hope that made sense.
Oh yes.
Yeah,
it makes
a lot of
sense.
Well said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Good deal. Now you just got to be in the practice of that. You know, like surround yourself with people that think like that. You know, like that's why I create the communities that I create. It's because I want a space for other people to have a different type of a conversation, not one that just keeps repeating the past, but one that starts to create a new future. So reach out on there and connect with other folks. And I'm always available to answer anything online. So you have support around you.
Thank you.
You're
yeah,
so
thank
welcome,
you
honey. Have an amazing
again.
Day.
Yeah. Blessings.
Thank you.
Okay, our next caller is from California. We have area code 415. Yeah, I love California too. Hello, 415. How are you today?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Siobhan.
Hi. Sorry. For some reason, I can hear this really great feedback, and I'm sorry about that if you guys can hear it. So I am in the process of trying to change the energy of my family home to be my home. And
it's going to be.
I grew up in a family of nine, you know, six kids, and we got adopted one when I got out, because I'm the eldest. And now I've come home to take care of my mother who passed, and now my father, who I'm hoping is getting better. And as I change the energy, I get whacked over the head so badly, I can go out for a day. Like, I have to sit most of the day. And I'm just wondering, how do you break that up? You know, because it is my family energy. In fact, I'm telling her I want a Pied Piper, because all of a sudden we got infested with mice, like, in 2 weeks. I'm not kidding you.
I would look up the energetic spiritual meaning of mice. First off, but let me get clear on where it is that you are. Let's get clear on where it is that you're at. So I want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly. So your house that you're in right now is your family home that you grew up in?
It is. Yeah, and I'll tell you, the minute I used to live across the street, when I walked in the house, I was 8 years old. I was going to turn 9 the next day, and I went, oh, I'm home. And it was 8. I remember saying that May 3rd. I walked in the house as my whole family was moving from across the street, and I went, oh, I'm home. This is my home. The people think I'm crazy,
wow,
my family, that I want to live here the rest of my life. And I'm like, you don't understand. The energy of the house, like, I need to change it a bit. And I did, actually. It was haunted when I was a kid. I mean, but now.
What is it about that you love, or what is the thing that you want to change?
Oh, my God, there's so much family stuff here. Oh, my God, my parents, they have a record player.
Is the family stuff incomplete for you?
It's overwhelming.
Like,
it's clutter. And they won't come get it.
There's clutter in there, right?
And the kids won't come get it. Like, albums, right? We have 84 photo albums. No one will come get their photo albums.
Okay.
So I'm trying to change that. I'm trying to bring in space and light. I love light.
And space.
You need space to breathe.
Okay, I got it. Let's take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Because I'm feeling all of that as well. So that frustration that you're feeling is there's a physical thing outside yourself that's unwanted by you.
It
right?
needs to be changed.
You're wanting all this stuff to just clear out and get away from you, right?
Well, I'm trying to clear it out, yes. I just donated 12 boxes to the vets this morning full of kitchens, and the kitchen's still full.
But there's something really frustrated about your energy. There's something really frustrated about your energy. Where is the frustration coming from?
The mice. I mean, we've never had this in our house at all. In fact, San Francisco's going through a mouse infestation. Yeah.
Okay, mice, everything is energetically manifested. Whether it's a mouse or a moose or whatever the hell shows up, it's all energy, and it's all trying to communicate with you.
Yeah.
So mice are the careful use of resources, whether it's regarding finances, personal energy, or emotional output. I'm going to repeat that. The careful mice showing up in your house is dealing with the energy of the careful use of resources, whether it's regarding finances, personal energy, or emotional output.
Okay.
So you just said you're dealing with...
Probably finances, yeah.
Yeah. And how is this all going to work? And you're trying to figure it all out. You're trying to manage all of it. It's like you're putting your energy outside yourself, and that's from not trusting that there's a universe around you that is here to support you. So every time that you put your energy outside yourself, you're going to have this sense of frustration and anxiety and nervousness that is not your normal state of being.
Right, no, it's not. But
so
I don't understand why I'm putting myself out. Like, I'm in a physical world. I have to clean the house. I have to do that kind of
stuff.
You're
frightened. So. There's something about your energy that's frightened.
Oh, that's the family. Yeah, I'm still trying to cleanse that out, and I'm at the point where I'm so over it. Yeah,
well,
there was a threatening from the family. Yeah.
See, the key word here is I am trying. You're not going to be able to do this by the I. Your ego cannot get you here. You have to surrender and allow the universe to show up and support you through this transition. So you're trying to avoid feeling. I'm going to get really real with you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is it okay if I get really real with you?
Yeah.
There's something that you're not wanting to feel that's very painful for you. And this is rubbing up against that, and it's dealing with your family in the past. There's an issue that you walked over. There's some sort of energy that just got stuck in you because it never got resolved. And you may have totally forgotten about it, but it's trying to come out of your energetic patterns.
Oh,
like
I doubt
like
it.
Sitting here.
Amanda,
what?
Can tell you they're all too real and in my face all the time.
Well, if that's the case,
yeah,
then it's time for you to get clear on where this is within you. Because if you keep doing this, you're going to drown. It'll suffocate
you. Keep doing
you.
Well, what am I doing?
You're trying to fix it physically. It's not a physical thing. It's an energetic thing. There's something inside of you that needs a little deeper work, you need to find a deeper meaning of what this is. This is not something that you can just put a Band-Aid on or sweep out the door. You have to heal it. And to heal it is to know mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally that it was perfect and that it benefited you. But when we don't look at that, when that's happening, it lives like something happened that was wrong. And then shame and guilt get wrapped around it and gets put in a box in the back of our mind, and there we go. Until one day,
well,
our parents
I think
died.
My okay, I get it. My guide is telling me that I'm healing that. I was very abused growing up. I was the kid they abused badly.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
But I've done a lot of work on that, and I grew up faster than they did, so I don't know what to focus on there. You know,
but see, the thing
I feel my parents didn't
is,
grow up as fast as I did.
We go back to that same thing where we have to, and again, this is hard to do in a call. I'm not attempting to try to do this in a call. I can only talk about it in the abstract. Please know that, okay? And I know the energy. I can sense the energy around it for you. I really, really can. So I want to honor that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. But I also want to give you the solution to where the thing's at inside of you. So that abusive
where is
thing.
It? Yeah.
It's it's inside of you. It's in your body, actually. You carry most of it around your liver and your back, as I can sense that.
Okay.
But that's irrelevant. That's not going to do anything to help you. It just what has to happen is that some space has to be created. Got to find you a guide that's going to walk you through this deeper, deeper, deeper part. Because you do not have to walk around the rest of the days of your life on this planet carrying that weight of that abuse that you've been carrying for all these years. Like, this is the point where you're getting frustrated enough that you're actually probably going to stumble into letting it really go. Like, when we heal and we say we've done work on ourselves, we can work on ourselves, the cows come home. The reality is we have to heal it. We have to know it was whole and perfect, that it happened exactly as it happened so that it could evolve us. And to this point in your life,
I know all that.
You've done the work, you know about it, but it's not resulted in the healing of it. So the mind doesn't really want you to go there. Because it would no longer need. Our mind loves to be scared. It loves to keep surviving stuff. It's addicted to it. And we're in our evolution that we can't carry that survival with us. You're going to have to learn to thrive. And you're going to have to transform this thing that happened to you and turn it into your magic power. That's what has to happen. that requires faith and requires a guide, somebody that can guide you to the energetic roots of it so you can see it, resolve it, heal it, and know it was perfect. And then you become free. And the only reason I can speak to it is because I had to do it myself. I was abused when I was growing up. A lot of us were.
Mm-hmm.
But that part is a different type of healing. We try to manage it through our mind at the beginning, but at some point it has to come out through our body.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you still feel it in your body. I can still feel it in your body just talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still there. So
how do you suggest
heal
I heal
that.
It?
We can set up, like, we can connect. I just don't want to do this on the phone because it goes deeper, and I would prefer to have this conversation not in this format. But I can arrange
mm-hmm.
that. I can communicate it with you to help you develop a plan to be in action with this part of the journey. Because even
okay.
right now, your mind's going to want to, like, it wants it gone. And the thing about it is, it's never going to go away. You have to own it. You have to, like, it lives like something wrong happened to you. And you've got to change it to where it's something right happened to you and not change the thing. That's the doorway out. It's completely counterintuitive, but it's actually the only thing that works.
Well, I actually know what came from it. I already know. From the beginning.
But see, if you knew, what is it that you know?
I became a huge healer and intuitive and at some point clairvoyant, although that got beaten out of me for a little while, but it's back on again. So I know why I had to experience that, and I know what came of it. I can tell you incidents where I know it came of it. So...
That's awesome. And that's all valid. And what I'm saying is there's a little bit more to go.
Mm.
There is a deeper level to go. See, our mind wants to say that that's a one and done, and I've already done that work. Like, even though you're not saying it out loud, the energy of what you're communicating is that I don't want to go back. I've already done this, and it didn't work. Like, that's the energy.
You have to go through healings of it all your whole life, you know. As you hit different parts of it,
you're just hitting a deeper level of it.
Okay.
And there's unknowns there that you have not explored yet. There's unknown parts of this that have not been revealed to you yet, because if they were, you wouldn't be experiencing this. So the light,
Okay, so I wouldn't be what? Okay, I'll talk to you offline about it. I don't want everybody knowing my business anyway, but that's my question is, you know, like, I haven't just done a little work on this. I've been doing healing work on this since I was about 13, 14, as I was going through my worst abuse, you know, so I'm in my 50s. I do work on this
all the
time.
I'm 58. Same thing happened to me, and I'm 58. And it's still a daily journey.
Yeah.
It really, really is. So, I mean, I get it 100%. But what I can sense is there's something that's emerging in your life where you're actually going to be taking this and gifting
mm-hmm.
it back to the planet, gifting it back to other people.
Fantastic.
So gifting it in, like, helping other people heal. Like, that's what I see.
Yeah.
That's why this is so strongly coming up in your experience right now is because it's time to get to that part to help other people.
Okay. So
it's like you're healed and now you're going to heal other people.
Yeah,
like,
I was a massage therapist
really
and hands-on healer for 23 years, yeah.
And it's leveling up. It's
okay.
leveling up. Your life is leveling up. They keep telling me over and over again, you're leveling up.
I know what
like
that means.
Like, you finish this
yeah,
level
actually.
Of the game and you're going to another level.
Could it just be the changing of the energy from so much responsibility to now focusing on me instead of everybody else? Could it just be that?
It's a part of it, but it's, again, it's the deeper thing, and see how the mind is wanting to figure this out. It's like, that's not how this works, this next level part. This is the trusting part. People that are like us that have been abused, we can't trust. It's so hard to trust. We don't have baseline for it.
Exactly.
Yes, Yvonne, you've been working on this, but working with him will help you work on it more. I mean, I've seen you working through this, and you've healed yourself and other people a lot. But what you're going to do is, like you said, you're going to touch more people.
Have you written your book yet?
No. My book is put on hold right now because I'm still in my father's still on this earth, and I'm healing, and I don't have time to sleep. and the cleaning.
I understand, but just they're letting me know that's part of what this is.
Oh, the book.
If you finishing this,
maybe I need to start writing again. Yeah, just take out a journal and
writing. Yes. Okay. 100%. Every day when you wake up, do that because that will help release that block.
Okay. All right. Thank
you. Get back to your morning
practice.
And then
I'll.
Yes. Agreed.
I will.
100%. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Amazing to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling in, Siobhan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Michael, that was our last caller. Thank you for being on my show today.
You are so welcome.
Do you want to tell people how they can get a hold of you?
Just go to my website is michaelabneylife.com. And or all of my socials are whatever it is. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at @MichaelAbneyLife. So everything's on there, and the free group is called Empower You, and that's how they can get a hold of me. Just direct message me.
All right.
Thank you, Amanda. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Michael. Blessings. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest was Michael Abney. You know how to get in touch with him, and we'll see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Blessings, everyone.
The author, Awakan. Sacred wind, you are like the great mystery, moving in all places, in all people, in all things. You cannot be seen, yet we feel your presence and see your power in the dancing prairie grass and the flight of the eagle. Whisper to our spirits, help us to find wisdom once again. We are made of earth, fire, water, wind. We share one earth, one sun, and one moon. Let us live together as one people. Help us, great mystery, to mend the sacred hoop.